when did the decision to turn, you know, this classic Shakespearean comedy over 500 years old into give it that little Calypso flavor? How did that all come about?
Well, it's something that we call the Harlem Summer Shakespeare Outreach. And what I always try to do with that is, with all the plays, is to make them as contemporary as possible so that they will appeal more to people who maybe don't go to the Shakespeare productions or think that, you know, live theatre is deadly boring and that particularly Shakespeare couldn't possibly relate to anything fun or interesting. So I always try to make them visually contemporary with music that I think is, I use a lot of R&B actually because I like it, but this particular one we decided might work really well with a sort of a Calypso feel to it, because we were going to set it in the 50s to start with, because the 50s seems to be more in tune with the sort of chauvinistic philosophy of this particular play,
yes.
The Taming of the Shrew, you know, and when you think about the 50s and what she says about her wife's behavior to her husband, it seems like it fits right into the 50s, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So then we thought, well, how about putting, you know, the Calypso thing might really work well with it and give it a sort of an energy and a lift and a fun feeling that a lot of people could identify with and enjoy. So that's how we did it, really. It wasn't anything very scientific or very deep. It was just, how can we make it more fun and take it to a style and a place that we've decided to set it in the Caribbean, and therefore the music fit really well, you know, for that.
As with the case with any Shakespearean production, you need an excellent cast. So can you just talk a little bit about your cast and what makes them so special?
Well, I think we have a much older Petruchio than one would expect, I think. And I used him because I've worked with him many, many times, Michael Gilpin, and he's an actually wonderful, wonderful actor. So when you look at the Petruchio role, it really does take an actor with some chops. It doesn't. It's not your typical young role, you know, because it really needs some depth and some power and some language. And so I love working with Michael Gilpin and have used him many times. And I thought he would be perfect for it. So then, having done that, I had to find a Kate that could match him strength-wise. And I used another actress that I've worked with. I worked with her in Balm in Gilead when I directed that. And I thought she would be a match for him, you know, energy-wise and wit-wise and strength-wise, and indeed she is. So they're a very good match as far as that goes. But it's not like sometimes, you know, like, you know, every young girl comes out to audition and thinks, you know, that every 20-something wants to be Kate. And of course, you've got Bianca as a 20-something, the sister. So I took Kate a little more mature than that. But not, I mean, not old or anything, but, you know, an actress with some wisdom and some ability to match a Petruchio, and that's what I have there. I think a wonderful match for two of them.
So you said you've made some changes, you know, like you've added the Calypso music, and you've set it in the Caribbean, and you've also said that, you know, like the demographic that you guys are performing for may not have, like, that hunkering for classical theater. So have you guys changed the dialogue at all?
Well, no, actually. We never change the Shakespeare from being Shakespeare's English. But what we do sometimes, because usually you have to cut a little bit to get it down. I don't want it really to go much over 2 hours, as we don't do an intermission. And so we do a little judicious cutting. So sometimes I cut out, like, the most obscure things, you know, the references to this goddess or that goddess, or things that really don't make much sense to us today if you haven't sort of researched that stuff. So I do a little trimming and nipping and tucking, but not really changing it, no. I mean, sometimes if we, like when we did As You Like It and that, which was contemporary New York, they had cell phones, you know. But this particular one, because it's the 50s, we don't even have that. So it is a more classical approach to it, but set within the Caribbean and with the Calypso and with all the fun that brings with it, you know. to no cutting, from no changing to contemporary language now.
Well, what's the reception been like thus far?
The reception has been great. We're getting packed houses, and people are loving it. It's a very, very mixed crowd. Some who are really obviously Shakespeare followers and will go anywhere to see a Shakespeare play, and many who, I don't know if you're familiar with this set up there, but this is a lovely amphitheater right on the river, and so it's five flights down. So what people tend to do walking through the park is they tend to look over the railings and look down at the show. And then they decide, oh, well, that looks like fun. Let me go down and see some. So then we get a lot of walk-in traffic, which is ideal because that's why we're doing it there, to get the walk-in traffic. You know, we are hoping that people will see half or more or whatever their time allows while they're in the park of a Shakespeare play that they had never intended to see necessarily. so that they can come out amazed that they actually enjoyed it. So that's the goal with that, to introduce Shakespeare to people who may not have seen it, as well as the people who follow us and come every year because they love our work, and the other group of people who go anywhere to see a Shakespeare play because they love Shakespeare. So we have a wonderful mix of people like that. And loads of children come to it. Because it's free, number one, so there's no holdback on whether they can come or not. But we have children that come to it over and over and over. Yeah, it's quite wonderful from that point of view. You know, and they sit through it, which is even more amazing and wonderful.
Considering that, how do you want this production to ultimately be remembered? Like, you know, a little kid sees it, and a couple of years from now, they're a little bit older. How do you want them to look back? Or an adult or a Shakespeare fan, how do you want them to look back on this a couple of years from now?
I want them to think, you know, that was great fun, that you remember that Shakespeare that we saw that had the calypso music and the carnival goes through the middle of it. And that was a lot of fun. I wish more Shakespeare was as fun as that. I guess that would be my goal.